Can you see the sunset from the south side? Very good.
Cut by Cut podcast.
I made you a new mixtape.
You thinking this whole thing is connected somehow?
It's pretty much all I, well, it is all I think about.
They're connected.
No way. That is so punk rock.
Well, one thing led to another.
You know, we've grown musically. I mean, you listen to some of the rubbish we did early on.
I love this song.
That's all about connection.
Lifetime.
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 Let's get this party started!
Hello there, Cut by Cutsters. This is Chris by Cut, and I'm back with another summer hiatus mixtape episode. And this week, it's all about connections. If you've listened to any of our previous season's episodes, you're no stranger to the fact that Eric and I enjoy highlighting connections between bands. Whether it be connections through former members, or location, or record label, or some other random detail. Well, this week I've concocted this playlist of songs by a bunch of bands that are connected through their members. The song that you heard open up this episode is by the band that will serve as the trunk to this punk rock family tree. That is to say, all these musicians have their roots in punk rock hardcore, but as the playlist will soon reveal, we'll get some indie rock and even some synth pop in the mix too. Anyway, that band is Lifetime. Lifetime hailed out of New Brunswick, New Jersey, and in their time as an active band quickly became an area favorite for their more positive and interpersonal themes, while still keeping the typical short punk hardcore song structure, and then later for their fusion of more melodic elements into their sound. After Lifetime broke up, most of the members continued playing music in other bands that became scene favorites as well. It's worth noting that many of these folks were also in other bands before and during their time in Lifetime, but for the experiment that is this playlist, we're using Lifetime as the starting point. And to get defensive for a moment, there was recently an article written as the result of an interview by one of the bands that will be played in this playlist. And in that interview, members of the current band indicated that they want their current band to be regarded on its merits alone, and not on the catalog of bands that they are all individually former members of. Now, I can 100% support that sentiment. The problem with that, both for the sake of this podcast episode and for their current endeavor, is that their previous bands were all really good and that they are all very well regarded as punk rock elite. Also, this podcast episode isn't about defining these individuals or giving any of the bands any credit at all, really. It's a playlist of songs with a common thread of my choosing, so I'm not apologizing for that. It's also how I find music, so with all due respect to the current and past members of all the bands of the music you are about to hear, enjoy the sounds of the Lifetime family tree.
How about a little music? We'll be right back.
The idealism you had as an adolescent, like a sense that like the world shouldn't be this way, it could be better, like people could be better treated, we could treat each other better, we could dispense with some of the structures that hold people down, and we could build a better world. And I feel like that's been entirely reinstated and reinforced since I had a baby. I think the best, the most amazing thing you can do in a world that is terrible in a culture that values commerce over joy and genuine experience. The best thing you can do is like create another life and send that into the world with a different sense of what's important.
With a smile off your face, I'm not in the mood to celebrate, no. You're mixing cocktails,
we're mixing concrete.
4 to 5 buckets, prepare the retreat. Playing word games to disguise the cost. Once you keep us entertained, we'll recognize the loss. And now it finds a way, but we're not okay. Now it finds a way, we're not okay.
Familiar with what we do. It's not like a violent kind of thing. It's like a happy aggression kind of thing. Release. I'm pretty much a pacifist. So, and we're not the kind of hardcore band that has like violent shows where people are nervous, looking around nervously, afraid of getting hit in the head. But when people are jumping on top of me trying to sing, which again I'm grateful for. Sometimes there's a little. I mean, these teeth have been fixed. These teeth have been fixed a dozen times. So. As I said tonight when we played, I don't like being 50 feet from the people that are watching us play. To me, that's the antithesis of everything I'm involved in punk and hardcore. All the reasons I'm involved in punk and hardcore. There's a total lack of intimacy, and it doesn't feel genuine to me.
it to me now and give it to me quick. Like a Lyme disease, parasitic little tick, latched on and burrowed in until the poison sticks. Don't bother trying to tell me, it'll make me sick. I can quiet down the bees after a couple sniffs. She says, come on, pull it together, baby, get a grip. Put her hands on my hip and she's biting my lip. And I don't want it, I don't want it, because it just keeps making me sick. I want it, oh, I want it. I can't feel alive, cause I'm feeling sick. I think she fell in love because it made her sad. You can get pretty good at feeling pretty bad. I thought the thing was tied, thought it was ironclad. But I think she fell in love because it made her sad. She fed a bitter river, now she's up to her throat. She set fire to the dock and to the motor.
Just stake my claim, but it's too late to turn back now.
We'll be right back.
Well, all right. You have been listening to Cut by Cut Podcast. This has been a summer hiatus mixtape episode by me, Chris by Cut. This specific episode was a mixtape of songs in the Lifetime family tree. And I started the episode out with a song by Lifetime called Irony is for Suckers. After that, you heard None More Black with Dinners for Suckers. See what I did there, folks? Connections. Next, you heard 00 with Back to Hell. And then I did a little double shot for you of Paint It Black. Those songs are fast, hard, and sweet. And the first song was called The Fine Art of Falling Apart. And the second one was Atheists in Foxholes. After that, you heard Miss TK and the Revenge with Red Lights. And then Kid Dynamite with 3 O'Clock. Next, The Loved Ones with 100K. And then next is Open City, a condition worth a mention. Open City is an active band, and they are tearing it up right now. And I strongly urge you to pick up any of their recordings or go check them out if they happen to play in a city near you. Their tunes are very much commentary on the status quo, and to quote Dr. Horrible, the status is not quo. So there are plenty of things to be punk rocking about right now, and Open City is doing it about as good as it can be done. And each of the members of that band are punk rock veterans, so they know what the hell they are doing, and it shows. After that, you heard Dave Haas with Same Disease. You've heard Dave Haas on this podcast before, and he's just doing what he does, man. He is probably one of the best working musicians out there right now. I said it, hands down. Mighty Lion, You Lost Me was up next. After that, Former Member with Prospector. That's a brand new band. Their first album's dropping very soon. After that, you heard The Albrights with Midwest F Me. That's a fun tune, also featuring Dave Haas. After that, you heard Beach Rats, Lonely for the Night. And I'm going to close the episode out, bookend the episode, I should say, with another jam by Lifetime called Records at Night. So, but before I get to that, thanks again for listening, folks. Thank you to all the podcast subscribers on iTunes and all the various podcatchers that you're using. Also, thank you to Radio Mutation. Head on over, folks, to RadioMutation.com and check out their catalog of garage rock and indie rock music shows. If you like what you heard, hit us up on iTunes. Give us a good review. Send us emails at cutxcutpodcast.com. We are on Instagram at cutxcutpodcast. And what else? We've got a few more mixtape episodes that'll be coming out this summer while you wait for season 4. I hope everyone's excited. We are excited. We'll be talking Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique, song by song. That is track by track, one song per episode. And we'll be breaking that down and having some fun with it. We're really looking forward to that, getting back to our season 1 formula. So, yeah, I hope everyone's enjoying their summer and the mixtapes. And thank you all again for listening. Pretty sure Eric will be back next week with a new Ignore Alien Orders episode. I've really been digging those. Listen for the hidden messages. And I know we didn't want her. She didn't want him to. Stay around forever. Whatever's easier for you. I know it didn't want her.
listening to Cut by Cut Podcast. See you next time.
This is Chris by Cut, and it's another one of our summer hiatus episode, mixtape episode. Did I say episode twice? Well, hello there, Cut by Cutsters. This is Chris by Cut. God damn it.
Well, that's all I got. Bye.